What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Bugsy Laveau.
It's your big brother, Pizzo Bam Wham.
And we are the City Boys 94.9. Thank y'all for tuning in. We are the unfiltered voice of Fort Myers.
Yes,
and
sir.
Today, I feel like we always say we got a special episode, but all our episodes are special.
You know
Anyways, we got a very, 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 very special guest.
Yes, sir.
Straight out of Clewiston.
Yeah.
The one and only.
It's Lil T.D.T.
It's the A-6-3 in that bitch. Okay. How you living, man? What's good with you?
I'm living Gucci.
Okay, okay. That's new. That's different.
So let's get into it, bro. Like, what the hell is in Clewiston, bro? Like, I feel like Clewiston is one of them, like, small towns that don't really get talked about in Florida.
Yeah, I went there. I just seen mud.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Like, the country. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, farms, fields.
So it's like
shit.
One of the spots where, like, everybody know everybody?
Yeah, one Walmart, one high school, one middle school.
Man. Yeah.
One hood. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
You feel me?
Because like down here, we got, like, four high schools, five high schools,
yeah.
Six high schools. Yeah, we got, like, six high schools down here. Yeah.
But that reminds me of, like, Lehigh, though. Like, growing up in Lehigh, like, people would go to hang out at the Walmart. That's, like, the only thing that was, like, where people would, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the mall.
That's
like,
the
when you a kid, you can't go all the way to Fort Myers. You just kind of got to, like, you know what I'm saying?
So what's activity in, like, Clewiston? What y'all hang out and do?
You know what I'm saying? For the people in high school, to be honest, ain't really shit to do. If you ain't in sports, if your head ain't in sports, you ain't doing, you feel me? You ain't get no paper, then you either going to be in the streets. If you ain't in the streets, your bad bet be at the crib playing the game type shit.
Yeah, staying out the way.
Yeah, ain't no hit the mall, ain't no none of that. We'll probably link up, that vibe, you feel me? For the most part, ain't really no fun shit to do. You just gotta find some shit, you feel me? Make the best of that.
So what about, like, people who, like, on the scene type, like, I mean, not the young dude, but, you know, regular people, like, age 18 and up.
Like, for the most part, it's like everybody, like, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody fuck with everybody. Like, we all grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, niggas in the hood gonna stick with the niggas in the hood.
Oh.
White boy stick with the white boy.
Yeah.
They stand uptown. Niggas in the hood stand in the hood.
And nobody crossed that line.
You feel me? That's how we keep it.
What's Harlem World? That's like
Harlem World, that kind of sound like I originated. It was like, to the most part, everybody fuck with Harlem, but it ain't had no name behind it.
Wait, but what's Harlem? That's like a hood.
That's in Clewiston. Yeah, that's in Clewiston. It's like,
cause we got a Harlem down here too.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah, everybody mistaken that. They be like, oh, you from like round away, like round here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. I was like, nah. Like, this, like, when you literally come into Clewiston, it's a sign that say Harlem. You gonna branch out to the right. Then once you pass the railroad tracks, it's Clewiston, Florida. Harlem is to the right. That's literally the hood.
Oh.
So it's like, it's his own little world. That's why I originated it from. You
that makes sense.
How
that
big
makes
is
sense.
Harlem?
Is it like a neighborhood?
It's literally a road neighborhood. You got a few blocks. You got two churches. You got one store the hood hang out.
You got
the main street everybody hang out. Then it's just the projects. And you got the houses.
Oh, shit.
That sounds like the lake down here. Because down here, we got Harlem Lake. That'd be probably like four streets, like four blocks or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got the store. And they got, like, a church right there.
Yeah.
And that's their own little neighborhood inside of the Dunbar community. That's what that remind me of.
Yeah, that basically how this shit is. It, like, matter of fact, like, y'all fuck, like, I be catching people out there from out there from time to time. They be out there and all.
Yeah, we hang out there. Like, yeah. Brown Sugar's a festival. That's really all I know. But I hear a lot of people hanging out in Clewiston.
Yeah, we be out there.
What made you want to start, like, getting into music?
At first, see, that was not even a backup. I ain't think of that. My head was in soccer.
Soccer.
I played my whole life. I played soccer, baseball.
Yeah.
You feel me? I played every sport. Then when I hit high school, my ninth grade, I played football. I was like, iffy about it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it's not me. My dad, you know what I'm saying? He pushed me to do that shit just so I ain't get in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Football wasn't working. I did track ninth grade. 10th grade, summer came around. Like, fuck that shit. You feel me? So then I'm like, man, I'm gonna just ride with the soccer.
Yeah.
I played soccer my 11th grade, but I was getting in trouble in school and shit.
Mm-hmm.
12th grade came around, I'm getting noticed, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, my coach, I had a coach named Cole Crawford. He looking out for me. You know, same old. Fucked around, told my ACL right before the soccer season started.
Damn. Then I told my ACL too. That shit ain't nothing to play with.
Right before the season started. And then on top of that, I was already going through a lot of shit, like at home, you feel me? So I was like, I was going down the room, pal. So I'm like, I need to find me an outlet.
Yeah.
If not, you feel me? That shit ain't finna. I can't be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I always could route, sing, dance. Like, that was like my main thing, dancing. That jerking, chat, that, all that shit was out. We got cliques around the hood. We battling each other.
Y'all had like battle cliques and y'all shit? I remember shit like that. We had shit like that in middle school too. Yeah, like Incredibles. We had like a couple jerking cliques. So y'all, that's what you was doing, like what, 12th grade?
Yeah. I was, nah, that's jerking was that shit was like eighth grade.
Oh, back
grade,
in middle school. Yeah,
eighth
yeah.
grade, ninth grade came. Oh, we were about.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that was just a couple years ago, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just he's saying eighth grade. I'm like, damn, like, yeah, made me feel old as shit.
For real.
All right, so you went from dance, but like you went from dancing and you started singing.
Nah, I used to always could sing. Like you go on YouTube, you could search that shit up. My mama like, oh, Michael Jackson had Jed Dah. Yeah, I know who the fuck Michael Jackson was.
Yeah,
I going on like, okay. Like, who this is? My people are sad over this dude.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I'm listening to him. I studying his thing. He came out with a song called, like, Hold My Hand, right before he died or something like that. You go on YouTube. My mom was singing that. So she was like, oh, you can sing.
Yeah.
I was like, mom said, mom. So I'm like, oh, okay, I can sing.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me see something. Right? So I'm like, I'm already looking up the Chris Brown, stuff like that. I'm like, let's run that. So when I did my ACL, I used to smoke every day. I had a camper in my backyard. Everybody after school, that's the spot to be. That's the place to be. So we ended up just listening to beats, smoke session, fun. We rapping and shit. So they like, bro, just head to the booth for that. And then one day, a dude from out of town came on Facebook. He wrote me. He was like, hey, people talking about, you know what I'm saying? You got a little talent. I'm going to take you to the yard, see what they bought.
Yeah.
Nigga named Bang, like respect. Shout out to Bang. He the one.
So this was before you recorded anything?
Yeah, before I recorded anything. Mm-hmm. So Bang was like, he took me to the studio, showed me like the ways around it.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, you know.
As far as like this process?
Song. Yeah. Okay. Like as far as like structure and hook, like it's just the whole process. Better in my voice, what to do, you know what I'm saying?
Exercise. Yeah, that was suck. Most people just come into the song without any type of structure.
Yeah. So he holla at me.
Y'all did that.
Holla at me. He was like, did what you gonna do. You know what I'm saying? What you do it, what you do with it. You know what I'm saying? He just let me be me.
Yeah.
That's what I like about him. He just let me be me. So I went to rapping originally.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
you started off rapping before singing?
Yeah, I started off rapping.
Okay.
My old music, rap. I was like, nah, let's switch it up. So then, long story short, I stopped music. Graduation came, boom.
Yeah.
I slid to Atlanta.
Like, straight after graduation?
Straight after, like, 2 months.
Yeah. So what was in Atlanta?
My auntie. I got an auntie stay up, though.
Okay.
I'm in Marietta. So, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Literally 15 minutes. So I'm like, okay, I'm in the A. I'm like, let's run it. You feel me?
Right.
Let's make some shit. So I went to, that when I started to sing more. Damn, that's how the Tooth and Our Love came about.
Oh, so like, you recorded just in Atlanta?
Yeah, I recorded that in Atlanta. Shout out to Reggie, that boy hit me up on a little call.
Yeah.
I had Jay Broke, an old girl. I was down here.
Yeah. Moved,
shot back up to the A. Got a call like, yo, I'm out here, I'm free. I'm finna book your session. He was like, I need you down here.
That's love.
So I came down there. And originally, I put the hop on one of his tracks. But he just shot, he gave me so much love. He was like, listen, little bro. He was like, you know what I'm saying? I got a little free time. Go ahead and do what you're going to do.
Over his studio time.
So I went out, stepped outside, smoked wood. History was made.
Wait, so did you write or you just went in?
Tooth and Our Love, it originally came, I got a cousin named Maya. Shout out Maya.
Okay.
We were just telling, she the type, when we smoke, we just listen to beats. She'll let me know what she like from a female perspective.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on like, okay, I just got done messing with a little chick from the 239. So like, you feel me? That was my heart was still at.
Yeah.
So like, you know what? Let it run it. So I put on the beat. I'm just smoking. I was like, hey, how this sound? Just freestyled it. I freestyled it. And I was like, just record it. I'm
the
type
freestyle
of
the hook?
I freestyled basically the hook in the first two or four bars.
Okay.
And then I was like, y'all this something.
I gotta do something.
Hit the ground with it. It went crazy. Like,
and it did.
Everybody, I'm getting all their tracks. And I'm like, let it run it. You feel me? I'm like, so I recorded that. First week, we had 10,000. That I was like waiting for that. I ain't never had. I'm like, okay.
Shit. Yeah, what was the most you did before that as far as numbers go?
Probably like 17.
Yeah.
But not, that was like over a year period. Not in no damn week.
Yeah.
Like a 10,000 week, I said, okay, this something special. I went to praying to God, you feel me? Like, okay, we finna run
there. I feel you on that, yeah.
Just the one. Damn, 239 just did what it did. And
so what was like your reaction from like, not even from Florida, but Clewiston when you dropped 239?
To be honest, Clewiston, like I used to, when I had a song called Jet What I'm On, but it was a strict, like it was kind of for the white people crowd, you feel me? But everybody respected, you know what I'm saying? I got a little buzz. So everybody knew around my city, they were like, okay, like Tay-Tay-Tay blowing up. So when they seen 239 hop on me, that's when they like got behind me. Before then, they were behind me, but it went, you know, it was like, oh, Tay do music.
Just because you were from that time.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that's like everybody from, like anybody from everybody, like, I always say the most hate comes from your city.
Yeah.
So I just looked at it like, I had to get something. I had to have somebody get behind me. So my city can jump behind me too.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did that, they was like, okay, we riding with you. Yeah. Like, riding. But
so you felt like it was necessary for you to like get that support from the city, like Fort Myers, in order to get your city to mess with you?
Yeah.
Just because they had, like, why you think that? Just because they had to see somebody messing with you?
Yeah, like, that, I feel like that's in general.
Yeah.
That's like, I feel like if you ain't, if your city not finna push you, if you ain't no, I don't know, it's different. If you ain't no street nigga,
yeah,
you feel me? Ain't no respect on your name. So it's like, you gonna have to get something. You gonna have to have that push so niggas can realize, like, okay, Youngin doing this thing for real.
Mm.
Like, either we gonna be behind him, or we got different city being behind him.
Yeah.
So I was just like, to get that extra push, you know what I'm saying? Like, let it run it. So,
I feel that.
What do you think right now, like, your buzz is bigger in Clueston or Fort Myers?
Fort Myers.
Yeah?
I would agree.
But if you go on my SoundCloud stats, Miami is my biggest audience.
You been to Miami?
Yeah, like, Miami around the corner. I got family in Miami.
Oh, so you be out there, like...
I of North Miami. I don't be out there hanging like that. Yeah. But when I swing through, it's like, love. You feel me? My face gave it. So, that what it is.
Oh, so we got to find a way to get you to perform. What's that shit called in Clueston, the festival, the Sugar Festival?
Sugar Festival.
No, the other one.
Oh, Sugar Festival.
We got to have TJ Tate perform at the Sugar Festival.
Oh, so integration type shit?
Gentrifying the Sugar Festival, dog.
No brand of streets to
the You know what I'm saying? Lil Nas X, you know, he stepped into the country lane. So now, you know, my dog finna come through next and spread some 239 love over some banjos or some wild shit. You know,
they're running.
But, but so, hey, bro, like, when it comes to you making your music, what's, like, your motivation behind that? Because I noticed, like, you talk about women. So I'm thinking, like, is it in the moment type of thing,
or
do you need like that type of hurt to get that song out? Like, what's your whole process of making the song?
To be honest, my process, like, I can't just make music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I find, like, I took the time and to just figure that out by myself. Like, I can't just make music. I have to be going through something, or it have to be something like that already, like, recently occurred. Where, mm-hmm, like, I gotta feel like a hurt.
Yeah,
it's authentic. You feel me?
I feel that.
I done tried, like, I write songs. But they don't.
And they come
mediocre. Yeah, I don't have that. You know what I'm saying? It don't have that effect.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I have to. Honestly, I have to. So that would, like, in a lot of stuff I rap about, I do be by females. Like, I'm a lover boy. I'm gonna tell you that straight up.
Pretty quick. That's real.
So you feel me? I'm trying to come out on some. Like, when I step in the building, I want all the hood.
Yeah,
that me. So I'm like, when I walk through, I'm trying to, like, okay, everybody on tape. So I like the hood. What nigga don't hold?
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's just what it is. But
so what songs give me like three songs you felt like you put your heart into.
239 Love.
Yeah.
Unapologetically Me.
That's what you just dropped like 2 days ago, isn't it?
Yeah. A
few days ago.
Just dropped out.
Yeah.
What else? Murder.
Murder?
Murder.
What you think so special about Murder? Cause that song it's cool, but it ain't click the most of me. Like, not how the rest of them did.
It's the story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, that's a real life story.
Oh. I'm thinking like metaphors and lyrics.
Nah,
that's
freestyle. Like, yeah. One take.
Hold on, what's this song Murder about, bro?
Yeah, he got the video. I seen the video. He's like, you know what I mean?
What, all right,
yeah, to see the clip or something.
Check
like,
this. I ain't
break it down.
I ain't saying no name.
Yeah,
no, you don't got to go into detail.
Yeah.
I was at a place. Some things occurred,
mm-hmm,
and instead of knowing, saying me talking about it, like, I just held it in. So I ain't know what to do. At that time in life, my head was there. I was depressed. Somebody else was depressed. You feel me? Some things occurred. If you listen to the lyrics, you'll kind of understand.
Yeah, I got to go back.
So that happened. I went to the A. I linked up with Mulatto.
Mm-hmm.
And when I linked up with Mulatto, you feel me? That was like my getaway from where I was at.
Right.
So when she played the beat, funny thing is, I ain't even want to go to the studio that day.
Nah.
I was like, I'm not finna go to the studio. My manager was like, nah, bro, we going, you feel me? We up here. You might as well just
the only thing you finna do.
Double it. Yeah. You feel me? I'm like, I just did Mulatto. I'm like, damn. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, damn. So I hit the studio. She played the beat. And then I guess that was on my heart. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there and I blacked out. I just did a one take. When I did a one take,
that's
all. I sat in Ashley, like, there was. I'm looking through the, like, glass. They hype as fuck. I'm like, what y'all so hype for?
Yeah.
Then I'm like, listen to what you saying, bro. You feel me? So I sat back and listened. And as everything, like, she played it back just that one time, and everything just clicked in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I'm talking about what just happened on in my life. You feel me? And I don't want to put no names. Like, I don't need nobody's bullying, none of that. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, Like, that was some real life stuff. Just, if you, if y'all are listening, you know what I'm saying, listen to Murder.
Right.
And just really, like, take lyric for lyric about what I'm saying.
Okay.
The video tell it itself. Girl, trying
I'm
to
watch
kill
that
herself,
video right now.
Blame it on
crazy.
Me, you feel me?
Yeah.
So it's just like, she's everybody screaming Murder. I can never hurt her. You feel me? Yeah. So,
that's real as hell. Now that you break it down, I kind of take my statement back. I got to check it out one more time.
So what you got coming? Hold up. Something else I wanted to get into is like, all right, you had 239 Love, but you had a part two, right? With Polo?
Polo Spill. Shout out Polo Spill.
Shout out Polo Spill. How you been linking up with these artists? Like, they be reaching out to you or just when you come out? Like,
to be honest, I don't even know how me and Polo linked up. But I remember I got a friend named Cassie. Shout out Cassie. Uh-huh. Me and Cassie real cool. She told me about them. That's how I found out about 5150 Committee by Sosa. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. That's how I found out about them, to be honest. Shout out Sosa. And then last summer is originally when we got a song. Me and Polo got a song called Rich Forever.
Okay.
I got a song called Rich Forever. I threw in a remix. Like, boom, let it run it. Just to catch it vibes. Like, okay, but it vibe cool. So then for 239 Love, 5150 Sosa were actually supposed to be on that.
Yeah.
But I would tell him, you feel me, you expand your audience, you feel me?
Honestly, I feel like I can't hear so much.
Yeah, like everything, he got it hard. I was like, bro, expand your audience, you duh.
Yeah.
You feel me? You gonna grab my audience and you duh. So
why that didn't happen?
I don't know, you feel me? Like, little stuff, I guess, that was,
just
feel me?
Just
that
all together. Together.
Yeah. So it ain't never just fall through.
Yeah.
So then I hit up, she stunned him.
Okay.
Like, yo, let run now.
Yeah.
She stunner flat on me.
No,
like, okay.
Not stunner.
I'm like, come on, stunner. You feel me? He supposed to be on that.
Yeah.
Then Polo hit me. I think, I don't know, man, Polo got in touch.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, how you sound on this? When he hit me back, I was kind of iffy.
Mm-hmm.
But when he sent me the part when he recorded, I'm like, oh, y'all, we got to run that. Like,
yeah.
That's what it is. You feel me? Shout out Polo, spread out, boy, did it thing on it. Okay.
So
you feel like that song?
No. All these 239 Love songs. So who got the better groupies? Coolston or Four Minds, bro? Keep it real.
That's a good.
Nobody
question.
Gonna watch.
I wouldn't
it,
know
nobody
for
watches.
Myself.
Nobody.
Hey, listen, Four Minds got them big. Listen,
so we got the best groupies.
Listen, I ain't gonna fly like Coolston. It's so, you know what I'm saying to me.
Yeah, you know everybody.
Yeah, right? I know everybody. So it's like I'm watching everybody grow up. I'm knowing who everybody's sleeping with.
Yeah.
I feel like when I branched out to Fort Myers, it's like, okay, you got a new selection.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Woo de woo. So I would like, damn, shout out.
All pretty young Fort Myers females out there, show love to my boy. He just a young man trying to find love in this world.
He already got a world.
Nah, to be honest, nah. A lot of people be on my, you know, they be on me, but
not the right way.
Yeah, not the right way. If a female know me, they'll know, like, I like the attention, but if I step in the part, I'm looking for her that's in the corner, that quad, that ain't on me, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't looking for, you feel me?
Yeah, automatic.
Yeah.
So you got a project coming out?
No, actually, I don't. Yeah, I would chop it.
You're not thinking about having one at all?
Do you feel like that's necessary?
Not in today.
Yeah.
What's your like best route? Is it singles?
Singles. If you pay attention, I get a single.
Yeah.
Focus on it. Boom. I'll amp it up. Drop. When I drop, I'm pushing for 2 weeks straight. If you do what it do, it do what it do. If you don't do what it do, you know what I'm saying? On to the next.
Yeah.
You're gonna find that single. Like boom, boom, boom. And I'm single.
How did you
single.
Learn that's what the game was about? Cause I got a lot of people from my city that they all thinking, oh, I'm about to drop this mixtape, and that's all they think, and they just waste like 10 songs.
Just watching,
yeah.
I used to sit up 3, 4, 5 in the morning, like smoking. I used to have a big old damn closet, like a walk through.
Yeah,
coming up, just being up 3, 4 time tonight, watching Lil Baby, Melly, Kodak, watching like how they maneuver. I'm just like, okay, I see, like, Baby blowed off my dog. You're going to have that one single that going, boom, put you in that place. Then you execute. You feel me? I just watched them, boy, to be honest.
Yeah.
I feel like you're in the right place, bro, because, like, a lot of people be trying to drop albums, man. It's like nobody want to hear that shit, bro. Like, you know, dropping singles and getting behind a single and pushing a single and it generates some type of buzz and then dropping a video and then doing shows. You know what I'm saying?
Especially when you just coming out too.
Who did that?
Ready for a tape at that point.
Instant Glock on Glock 9 did that. You pay attention to him, just single, boom, bam.
Right, he did. Yeah.
Glock.
So what's like, you got any shows coming up?
I got man, listen, bro.
What's next, bro? That's my real question, bro. Like, all right, you got 239 Love. You got more songs that drop. You're building up, but it's like, what's the next move?
What's the next big thing right now?
Yeah, what's the next
I'm move? Finna grab me a feature from a big artist. I ain't speaking on no names.
Yeah. Okay.
But is I was like, it's in there. It's locked in, secure.
Yeah.
So it's like, boom. When it's time to go, it's time to go. And after that drop, it's execute. It's like, stay on top of it. Like, I feel like I had a wave when I dropped Murder.
Yeah.
But then, I ain't even finna speed down. But I was with some people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, they ain't want to put that bag behind me no more. So mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I relied on them too much. Like, let me do this my own.
Yeah.
So,
real.
You feel me? So I was like, for real, and shout out to, you know what I'm saying? Everybody doing music, bro. You don't need management, bro. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's out of place once you, like, when you here. You feel me? Just coming out, you got a little sandwich. You don't really need management, bro. Because mm-hmm. it's just going to tie you up in a lot of things. You don't want to be tied up.
Yo, that's it's crazy. It's crazy, like, how you so young and you figure that out. Because right. I know a lot of people who've been recording for years. And that's always what they want to push. Like, I need a manager. And I'm trying to explain to someone, like you said, bro. You don't need a manager, bro. Yeah. Like, when you hit a certain level, all right, then you're going to need some help. But until then, bro, you can do everything yourself. And honestly, like, the less people that's in your pockets, the better, bro. Like,
yo.
You know what I'm saying? You control your own career. That's what's going to help out.
So how do you feel about, like, people in your circle?
In my circle, I feel like it's secure. If I ain't feel like it was secure, I ain't finna be around you. I ain't finna hang around you. You know what I'm saying?
So you see that being, like, around as far as, like, your whole career? Like,
yeah.
As far as, like, taking their advice and stuff like that?
Yeah. Like, my homeboys, like, for instance, I'm usually singing.
Mm-hmm.
The song I just dropped, singing and rapping.
Right.
So, they was like, everybody know I can rock. They like, okay, we know you can sing. You got 2-3-9 love. Everybody know you sing. Mm-hmm. Like, versatile. Let them know, like, what time of day it is. Like, they'll feed that in my head.
Yeah.
Like, man, go to the studio. They be on me. I'm at the crib playing the game, bro. What you doing, bro? Hit the studio. Yeah. Hit you, bro. Right, you feel me? They like, nah, bro. You not finna. Nah, bro. We behind you.
Yeah, you don't need people like that. Yeah.
Shout out Jay. Shout out London. Shout out Polo. You feel me? Them my homeboy. You feel me? Jarees. That's love. That's fun.
You got to, how'd you link up with Pito and them?
Pito hit me around that showcase,
okay.
That first showcase.
So he wouldn't have found you.
Like, I had been had him on the book,
mm-hmm.
I think. So I had him on the book or however. Then he hit me up doing the showcase. We ran the showcase. I feel like I could trust bro, good people. Like, mm-hmm. I just said it, bro, good people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I put a trust in him. So Pito real cool, you feel me? So.
Y'all got that show in Miami, right? Or
I did a show in Miami too. That was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Right now, next big thing coming up, May 10th. We in Flatland for the 5 bands.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And listen.
Yeah, I'm probably.
I feel like that. You won already, bro. I ain't gotta see who else performing.
Nah. To be honest, I got a competition. I ain't gonna say it as if to the point like. You feel me? Hey, listen. It's gonna be a show. Y'all got a show.
Nobody got you shaking in your boots.
Nah, I ain't shaking. If anything, it's like I'm strategizing how, boom, how I'm finna execute. Yeah. What we finna do here.
So what does it take for like a good performance, you think?
At first I was shy, I ain't gonna fly. I had to step out of the shell, but like after performing so many times, you gonna step out of that shell. So it's like, hey, okay, you come out, interact. First thing I do is keep my focus on one person. Mm-hmm. When I keep that one focus on one person, I'm gonna get comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, so it's like it's gonna shake off me. When I do that, okay. Execute. We gonna hit everybody else and like get them something. You know what I'm saying? I'm look at it, girl. She from you from and she going
entertain them. Yeah.
So it's like you gotta give them something to look for.
Yeah, that's important. So,
and that, I feel like that what I lack. You feel me? I ain't got a down pat, not by far.
Mm.
Every song still perfecting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got people in my head like, okay, you could have did it, but you could. And instead of, you know what I'm saying, man, bro, I killed it. Nah, I'm gonna take your advice. We gonna listen. You feel me? I feel like that's the only way you gonna grow. So. That's what it is.
When you perform, you perform with like live or you like lip sync?
I can do both. But
so you can sing for real.
I can sing for real.
But how is it performing like songs when you singing? Because most people be trying to put on their singing voice in the middle of the performance, but they yelling and don't execute it right. Like, what's your perfect balance when it comes to like performing your love songs and stuff?
I just do me, bro.
So you just able to just like come out there and come out like how you record it?
It's like when I jump, I don't jump or not. Only it's one song that when I hit, that's that 239 Love Part 2, and that's that chorus on that.
Mm-hmm.
That was difficult, but I ain't ever performed that song, but you know, we in there, so.
Yeah.
All right, since you said that, my brother, I got to put you on the spot, dog. If you with it, bro, if you with it, you know what I'm saying? If you like sing something live for us right now, and right now to wrap up the interview, you know what I'm saying? The web camera's on.
What you want me to switch seats with your girl? Give you some motivation or something?
Nah, we
you
good.
Good?
We good.
You just right. Do it to the camera, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this for the, it's for the 239, man. Everybody who listening live on the radio, dog.
Yo, I'm a little shy. I ain't even gonna lie.
I know, I just fucked you up.
Shout out Melly right here. I'm finna sing on 772 Love.
Okay, I followed that.
So we're like, girl, you know I love it when I'm next to you.
Hey.
Riding through the 772. The feelings that I got for you is true. And baby, let me cater to you.
Okay, okay.
We found love in 772. She straight up out of 772.
Exclusive.
The feelings that I got for you is true. So baby, let me cater. You niggas don't know. They don't need a no. Hey. Roll up a four.
Hey.
Slide through the four. Ride through it slow. Down my little hole.
Hey.
She rolling my dough.
She
we get hot and we flow. Don't smoke on no pole.
No, no.
She asking for more. I'm giving her more.
Okay.
More of my love.
949 hey, exclusive.
That's still fine,
949 exclusive. Yeah.
949 exclusive.
Yeah, bro, hard with it. Bro, really hard with it, man.
Thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you watch. Make sure you download the app. Listen. Mm-hmm. Like the Facebook page. Follow Instagram.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
And if you haven't, check out that Unapologetically Me by Tay Tay Tay. Hardest thing I just seen in the past few weeks. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? We jumping on.
Yes,
what
sir.
It is and what it ain't.
949 the city and we out.
Yes, sir.